I brought, but while you were praying there, I was taken back to the 23rd Psalm. Learn it and understand it, and you can understand the gospel. It's the Psalm of the crook, really, the shepherd's crook, and it lies between Psalm 22, which tells of the good shepherd who died, and 24 tells of the chief shepherd who's coming again. But the 23rd Psalm tells of the great shepherd, who keeps his flock, you and I, with untiring devotion. He's no hireling, this shepherd. He asks no wages, takes no reward, and he counts no cost. The sheep are his own. And this is the creed that you need to know that will guide a man to glory. This is the cross of Christ. You know, David knew his God. David loved his God. But David worshipped the living God, as you and I do. And you sang a piece there, and the title that the, well, not a title, but people like a title, I suppose, but I suppose a text in a sense. I can do this kneeling down, as the message that I brought is this. I was pointing out to my wife as you were singing, and it was that that Jesus is alive. And Jesus is alive, isn't he? He's alive, absolutely alive. Thank you for the invitation to come and to speak. I've been speaking quite a lot so over the week, so my voice is a little bit on the ropey side. Singing and speaking, I'm not built for it. I'm too short for it. You know, I was built to be a coal miner, not a singer. But people expect you to sing as a tenor, and I do that, and to preach. The only thing I haven't got is a coal mine in the back garden, but everything else sort of is halfway there. Father, we pray now as we come to your word that you would bless your word, that you would anoint your word. Father, we need in our day to know a quickening of the Holy Spirit amongst his people, our people, your people. Father, we need to know you working with us. We need to know again a rustling in the tops of the mulberry trees. Father, the young lad that came with the verse, if my people will turn from their wicked ways. Lord, that's what it's about. Father, create in us a clean heart, renewing us a right spirit, I pray. Father, help me to deal with your word in spirit and in truth. Let it do its work here in this place, Lord. Help me to hide behind Jesus and have mercy upon me, your unworthy servant, I pray. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Chapter 27 of Matthew's Gospel sees Jesus being taken down from the cross. And verse 28, chapter 28, begins like this. In the end of the Sabbath, as it was beginning to dawn, toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulchre. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven, and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. It's amazing, isn't it? Absolutely amazing. His countenance was like lightning, and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the women, Fear not, for I know that you seek Jesus, which was crucified. And then he says these words, he's not here, for he is risen. Risen as he said, come see the place where the Lord lay. And go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he goeth before you into Galilee. There he shall see him. Lo, I have told you. And they departed quickly from the sepulchre with fear and great joy, and did run to bring his disciples the word. I've shared some of this with you before. The account of the life of Jesus is the only biography known to man that does not end with death and burial. The writing of a life ends where life ends. That's logical, isn't it? It's a sad necessity, but it's logical. And it holds true in every land among all people. Grief is the heaviness of heart caused by loss. And with the passing of the man, no further chapter is possible.